Greetings, everyone. This is David Olive. I think I would like to start the call. We have representatives Byron from the CCNSO, Elisa from the business constituency, Keith from the registry group, Christine Rosette from the intellectual property group, Michele from registrars, Olivier from the ALAC and at large, Patrick from the ESAC, and Tony from the ISPs. I see Rafiq has also joined from the NCSG. Thank you very much for joining the call. The agenda is in the notes, number five. And again, I would just like to note that this call will be recorded and transcribed, and both those recordings and transcriptions will be available, which I will distribute soon thereafter. Susie, if you would please start the recording, if you have not already done that. I see Heather has also joined from the GAC. Welcome, Heather. Okay, the recording is begun. Again, just to go over the agenda, a brief welcome and organizational remarks by myself, some opening remarks from Fadi. We'll have then the third agenda is an update on the ICANN accountability process. Teresa and Fadi may comment as well. The fourth topic will be our high-interest SOAC-SG topics for ICANN 51 in Los Angeles, and the final topic will be the SOAC and SG discussions in Los Angeles before ICANN 51, continuing on our topic of possibly workload and prioritization, so we can discuss that further at this stage. And then the sixth part would be any other business people would like to raise. With that, I will turn the floor over to Fadi for any open remarks he may have. Fadi, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to join us today again to discuss this important development and important area of work for all of us, the accountability area. I do not have a lot to say other than to thank all of you for the input and the feedback we've received since our last call, which was dedicated to this subject of the accountability track. I think the energy and the vigor in which we all responded and gave input to how we're shaping this important track was very, very much appreciated, really, by all of us. So thank you for all of that. We have received all the input. And as you can tell from the attached graphic that is also on display in the Adobe room now, I think it is clear that we have listened carefully to the input you gave us. I think there were two things that resonated very much with all of us. One is, where possible and if possible, let us leverage existing models and structures for the community as opposed to the assembly, which seemed to bring something new into the mix, and we were not ready for it. So we did that. We are very much now aligned with what the community is used to, and frankly also what seems to be working very well with the IANA stewardship transition track, which has received global acceptance and is moving forward with its work. And secondly, that there was a sense also that the provenance of the experts from specifically from accountability and governance areas needs to be broader and involve more people from the broader community. So we have done that in the model you have now. And lastly, just the request from the GNSO to ensure that it is represented more broadly, given its very rich and broad number of stakeholder groups. So we have done that as well in this particular model. So I listen. I mean, there will be no perfect constellation, but this is one that reflects everything we've heard as best we can, ensuring that not just the ICANN community, which is all of us, but also the global community, the public that is watching this, both as individuals, as users, as well as the public sector entities, the governments that are watching how ICANN shapes itself to be globally accountable. All of these folks are watching us carefully, and I think that this provides us the balance to move forward in the next day or so. So that we are very much poised, and I think there is some concern in the broader community that we're taking too long to get this done, given that the IANA stewardship transition track is on the move, and we've committed to everyone that these two cannot be totally apart. They have to be linked, and there has to be liaisons between them, and they have to move forward on hopefully a similar pace. So we believe that this reflects your input, the input we've received from others, as best as we can to balance the situation, and we hope you will help us in getting the broader community that is not all here on the phone, but all of us, to participate and to shape this and take it forward. Thank you very much. I'll pass it back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Fadi. I think we should turn to the presentation and the slide that you see there and ask Teresa to go through that for us. Teresa?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks, everybody, and thanks for doing this call. I know many are on holiday or trying to have a holiday in what seems to be a really busy August. So as Fadi had outlined, we appreciated all the comments. We heard all the comments and are looking to find a mechanism that, you know, recognizes the very important and very useful processes that already exist in the ICANN community, but also looking at how to ensure that there is a comfort and recognition that the broader public and community more outside of the immediate ICANN family is also very interested and very engaged in this. And I think that became quite apparent also during the Net Mundial meeting, where the topic of accountability was one that was in the hallway discussions and central to areas, including when we announced that we would be launching this process shortly. So in taking a look at this, we heard quite strongly about the use of the term assembly and using new terms of that sort. And so you'll see on the graphic on the left-hand side a rephrasing of this to be really a cross-community group on ICANN accountability and governance. This is open to selection, as many participants as the community wishes to appoint to that, through whichever process it wishes to do that. I appreciate that the S's and AC's and SG's have some processes in place for that. Again, how the community wishes to select there is, of course, up to it. But that really looks at trying to both recognize the use of new terminology is less desirable and trying to recognize from a hybrid of an existing mechanism. The other thing we heard quite strongly in the discussions was obviously trying to stay with existing or recognized approaches. I think as Fadi had outlined, the use of the coordination group in the context of the IANA stewardship transition has had some very beneficial factors to it and has some very good progress in it. And so this is an approach that's been then used here to ensure that there's the ability to consolidate, to categorize, to prioritize issues that have been identified, including those, of course, by the community through the cross-community group itself, to look at building solution requirements and to have a report and to be engaging with the community during that process. I think a little distinct from the coordination group, though, is, of course, for those who are participating in the coordination group more in detail, is that in the policy space of that specific group, the policies themselves are being developed in the communities of the affected parties, so to speak, so in the naming space, in the protocol parameter space, and, of course, in the IP addressing space. And the group pulls that together. Of course, in the ICANN accountability, the accountability issues cut across a range of areas. And as one is looking at accountability specifically in the context of the changing historical relationship with the U.S. administration, one wants to ensure that there's an opportunity to look at not only the valuable input that's been received on the substantive issues throughout the entire comment period and proposed solutions. Also, though, there's an opportunity, if the community sees fit, to look at, you know, what existing mechanisms do exist, do those map to it or not, where are there gaps, all of that. So there's a lot of work to be done in that context. We heard then also quite clearly, both in the comment period and then subsequent to our call last week, that the staff or the board itself having a role in appointing any of the up to seven advisors to the coordination group was not well received for a wide range of reasons, which we don't need to go into here. And so in this context, we've taken a different approach and are identifying four respected individuals who are not ICANN staff or ICANN board members. And they will play the role in collecting and receiving names of experts and then identifying up to seven advisors to appoint to the coordination group. So I think given all the community input that we've received, both in the public comment process at the ICANN meeting in London itself, we heard from the IANA Stewardship Coordination Group the importance of ensuring that there's a liaising role between the two processes. So as you'll see, there's the suggestion to appoint a liaison. And then, of course, some of the additional comments that were shared, which reflected comments received during the public comment period over the past week. I think we've reached a balance that helps address both the concerns within the ICANN community, but obviously to the comments made earlier that the ICANN accountability process is one that is being looked at from the public and from the wide global community, including the community outside of the immediate ICANN family. So with that, I'm more than happy to answer any questions or delve into any additional details. One thing I did want to mention, and this came clearer to me as we were receiving some of the input, and especially some of the input over the past week, is that this process focuses purely on the process. As we've mentioned several times, the majority of the comments received actually were across a wide range of substantive issues identified and proposed as solutions, including that one also put forward by the GNSO at the ICANN 50 meeting in London at the public session. The substantive issues, those are parked. Those are for this process to look at, including the proposed solutions. That's not for us to provide the analysis of from an ICANN staff standpoint, but rather that those are a plate, a wide plate, and a very rich plate of substantive points that are for this process to be looking at, and of course one first for the cross-community group to have at its hands when it's looking at the issues and looking at any other additional issues also to provide over to the coordination group and of course for the coordination group to look at. So with that, I hope that provides some clarity on why this process here, as posted, does not provide an analysis or a mechanism for either adopting or solving any of the substantive issues that were raised in the public comment process or during the London meeting.
Thank you, Teresa. If people have any questions, you can raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room. Though there are two in the chat, the first question was from Keith Drasek. Who appoints the Accountability and Governance Public Expert Group? Who are the respected individuals and how are they selected? And a related question was from Christina Rosette. What is Global Insight, and will the advisors receive compensation?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, David?
The first question, Keith Drasik asked, who appoints the accountability and governance public experts? Who are the four respected individuals, and how are they selected? We'll start at that one.
So we will be identifying and appointing the four respected. We've reached out to them, and those will be named shortly. They are highly respected individuals outside of the ICANN community, and they are not staff or board members.
Thank you. And Christina Rosette's question was, what is Global Insight? Will the advisors receive any compensation?
No, I would not anticipate that they receive compensation. And if they were to receive compensation, obviously we would approach that in an open and transparent manner.
Byron from the CCNSO in the chat says, who are, quote, we, unquote, when we say that we will be making the selection?
I will. This is Fadi. I will be making the selection and announcing it. And again, this is, to be clear, not the selection of the seven advisors. This is simply the selection of the four individuals that I think all of you will find to be highly respected and known to all of you as people who have been very committed to the ICANN mission for many years. We will invoke their seniority, their time, their commitment to who we are, to come in and actually pull together the public experts group, and then to manage the process by which together that public experts group will select the seven that will end up being on the coordination group.
Thank you, Fadi. Next in the queue, go to Olivier and then Rafiq, and then we'll go back to the questions in the chat. Olivier, the floor is yours.
Thanks very much, David. It's Olivier Cotton of Mel speaking. I have a question with regards to the liaison with the INA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. Who appoints that liaison, and would that also mean that there would be an additional person on the coordination group?
Yes, that would be an additional person who serves as the liaison for that, and we would reach out to the INA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group to look at identifying somebody who would be the appropriate liaison, and working closely with them, obviously.
That would be an additional person.
Yes,
in the
correct.
Coordination
correct.
Group.
So you have the appointments of the participants from the SOACs and the SGs. As identified, plus a liaison from that group. And it could very well be they'll need to identify how they want to have that liaison, and then a liaison also from the ICANN board.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Rafiq, you're next, please.
Thanks. So listening to Freddie saying that He will do the selection of those four respected individuals. I mean, respected whatever it means. But I think here we are not solving the problem, because what were raised previously is that the problem of the selection is just that, I mean, we will appoint other people to do the selection, but the problem is still here, is that, I mean, Freddie or whatever, I mean, even if it's not the board now, is still, I mean, someone from ICANN involved in the selection is not really fixing the issue. It's just, you mean, that's...
But say, it's not Rafiq, who do you suggest
make the selection? Sorry, Freddie, let me explain my point. I mean, it's not really fixing the issue. It's just you are kind of moving it somewhere, but the I have to say, the root problem is not fixed here. I don't think we want the ICANN to be involved in such process. I have no I mean, specifically, I don't know about whose people and will be selected, but I don't think we are fixing here the issue. I feel we arise the same problem again. So, but anyway, I'm willing to listen. What's the explanation here?
No, there's no more listening on my side. I'm asking you, if it's not ICANN making the selection, who do you suggest make the selection? You just said it's not solving the issue that ICANN make the selection. Who do you think should make the selection?
I mean, the whole thing is we want the community to be involved. I can be harsh here, but I think, you know, the staff, the board, and yourself, Fred, you are kind of an interested party in the whole process. So at least for you, kind of for you to protect yourself from any criticism, that you should not be involved in such an election process. You should not be in any way involved in the whole thing. So we can maybe find another process to select people. Maybe we can make a call for participation or whatever. On the other hand, I am really kind of, how to say, this idea that there is kind of respected people, whoever, it's kind of the elders, that they can do the work, and I don't really believe in that. That's my personal point of view, but I will be glad to listen to other in the call what they think about this.
In the chat, there was a question about question of what is global insight for this group.
That would be having a perspective of what's happening in the global international arena around internet policy, internet governance, and dynamics around the geopolitical space. As you know, I'm sure people are aware, the topic of ICANN is a multi-stakeholder model, and then its evolution in the context of the changing relationship with the U.S. administration, including issues around accountability and how one addresses that evolution of a model, is a topic of interest well outside the ICANN community as well, and one that's being watched as one uses the multi-stakeholder model as an example to address a wide range of issues. So we have a wonderful opportunity here to as well demonstrate exemplary moving forward.
Thank you, Teresa. I think that any other questions either from the people in the Adobe Connect room or on the call?
Teresa, this is Tarek. Can I say maybe you can explain to the group two things. How are we going to guarantee diversity as it has been well done in the IANA CC? And the second thing, how do we sell that to governments that they have a role and they have some presence within this new structure? Where would they fit exactly from your point of view? Or is there extra work from the GAC that needs to be done here or what? Thank you.
Happy to. Tarek, you've hit a really important point that is also globally being watched quite strongly. On the diversity issue, we would very much obviously encourage that in the cross-community group and selection mechanisms, that is one of the criteria that the respective parties are looking at, both in their selection for the coordination group itself and then the identification of representation and participation on the coordination group. It's extremely important that there is that the global voice is heard and the diversity of views are heard. And so I think from that perspective, while
yes.
we certainly can't dictate in any way how the selection
no,
are occurring,
but
yeah. it's an important
take
point.
Take it in consideration, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you point out, for the coordination group on the IANA transition through the CCs and obviously through through ALAC and all the other stakeholder groups that was achieved to some extent. On the role of governments, clearly they have a participatory role and a role in the cross-community group itself. They also have, obviously, a representation on the coordination group. As with any of these processes, including the IANA stewardship process, of course, the mechanisms of the participants on the coordination group need to also ensure that there is appropriate outreach to the respective communities that they are working with and have been selected by. And so in that context, also with the governments. And we've seen that be quite effective in different forums.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make this clear because this is an important message. And as Fadi said, the world is really watching.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tarek, for the question.
Thank you, Teresa and Tarek. Byron, your hand is up. You are next, and then Keith wanted to explain a question he sent on email. Byron, the floor is yours.
Sure. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment regarding the selection of the four respected individuals. You know, I'd probably take a slightly different perspective than Rafiq was raising. And, of course, I have my own bias, being a CEO of a multi-stakeholder organization myself, so take that for what it's worth. But I think at some point leadership has to have the flexibility to be involved and make some of these selections. And I would say that also in the interest of time, creating additional structures and processes around something as seemingly straightforward as picking some experts to help in an advisory capacity to the main groups that are doing the heavy lifting, i.e. the coordination group, et cetera, I'm very skeptical of that. I mean, I think that if Fadi makes bad selections here, he will hear about it endlessly. It is in his interest to pick a broad and diverse set of experts who will bring value to the process. And in the interest of getting this process rolling, I would suggest that it is a point that I don't see the additional value of having separate processes and additional time required in simply picking some key experts from the field. I really think that that is not in the interest of the process overall. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Byron. Other questions? Keith, you had said you wanted to ask related to your email, so the floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks, David. I'll be brief. I guess it's really a two-part question. You know, on May 29th on our call with Fadi, the ICANN accountability process was described as being sort of family, right? So there was a family process. The IANA transition track was global, but the accountability discussion was family. And now, according to Teresa's email last night, we're citing, you know, these external forces, these external groups and interests that need to be considered as we discuss accountability. So that appears to be a shift, a pretty significant shift in language. And I guess the question is, who are these external forces or external groups or interests that are not otherwise given a home in the multi-stakeholder model within ICANN? Thanks.
I'll clarify that the family comment you're taking out of context, Keith, it was to say that unlike the IANA stewardship transition, which has as its affected parties many more people than those that I would call in the ICANN community, has a very different and broader set of affected parties. In this case, the ICANN accountability track is really something that affects this ICANN family. We are the affected parties here, and therefore you don't see us on the, say, the coordination group organizing that there are equal seats to people from ISOC, to people from the RIRs, from the CC community, etc. This is an ICANN family issue to a degree. Now,
different from that is the question of who globally has their eyes on this accountability process. And the answer to that is much broader than the people who day in, day out are in the ICANN community. So there is a global attention to how this reference multi-stakeholder organization, this multi-stakeholder organization that has a unique and important global position, how it will address the global call to enhance its accountability. And that that group of eyes or attention that is on ICANN and on this process is indeed broader than those who are involved in the community today on a day-to-day basis, all of us, basically. So we need to address their concerns and their aspirations to see ICANN become, I hope, an example of accountability to governance and to Internet governance. So that's basically how the two jive very well.
Thank you, Fadi. Any other comments or questions? Either raise your hand in the something for me in the chat. If not, I see Keith is typing. Let's see if that's a question. His comment, Keith, is in the chat, and he says we should move on. With that, if there are no other comments or questions, we will obviously capture the comment in the chat. We will move on to the next item on the agenda.
David, let me,
yes,
if I could close,
yes,
by inserting an invitation to the SOAC and SG leaders that by all means, I think their input to the four individuals that will be busy selecting the advisors, their input to these folks would be, I am certain, very, very appreciated. So these guys are not in some ivory tower. They're not going to be hidden. In fact, you will know every one of them very well, and I think you've seen all of them at many, many ICANN meetings, so these are not people I will... And I will make the announcement of these selections very shortly. I'm just waiting for them to get back to me if they're agreeable to take that role. But as soon as they do in the next few days, I will announce them. And I think you will be all much more at ease with these folks. And once they are on board, I know you're on first-person basis with all of them, and I know that you will easily reach out to all of them and provide them input and insights into your views as SOAC and SG leaders as to the work they will undertake to select from the broader community the seven advisors that will join the coordination group. So this is important for all of us to know that these guys will be extremely familiar to you and extremely accessible and certainly happy to receive your guidance and input on who they would add. Sorry, I'll pass it back to you, David. I just wanted to clarify.
No, very good clarification. Thank you, Fadi. There are two other hands up. First, Rafiq, and then Heather Dryden. Rafiq, please.
Yes, thanks. So can we get this diagram? And I think it's, there is more comments here in the diagram. Is it possible to get more details with it? I mean, I understand that the visual communication is quite trendy, but I think we'd like to get more details that we can share with our membership, so, and to get their feedback. So if it's possible to get that within this week.
Yes, the process and the further details, as I was describing on the phone, will be provided when it's posted. It's all going together.
Thanks.
Thank you. And Heather, you are next.
Thank you very much. So my initial question is really similar to Rafiq's, and I apologize if I missed the timing that is planned for issuing the infographic. I also want to emphasize as well that for the GAC, it's very useful to have some sort of written description around or to support the infographic. I think we're all in the same situation in the SOs and ACs where we'll need to go back to our community who may have questions. I expect the GAC will. And so to the extent that you're able to help explain and provide explanatory information in addition to the graphic would be enormously helpful. Since I have the floor, I also want to emphasize, yes, the GAC is expecting to participate. We have had some discussions about how to contribute to the process, and you know, there's been various iterations along the way, which is very healthy, and so the GAC will need to, you know, take in and process this latest proposal once it's circulated, once it's available to the public and to the community. But absolutely, I think that the GAC sees itself as providing the involvement and input from a government perspective into an activity like this, and particularly since it's so integral to ICANN, you really want to draw on the expertise that the GAC representatives have in this area, or that they can tap into at home. So the governments are there along with all the other stakeholder groups. And it's great to see that that we have now discussion around a cross-community concept, and this is where the GAC will focus its efforts. So thank you, and anything you can provide to help guide these discussions in the SOs and ACs and move things forward is going to be appreciated, certainly by the GAC. Thank you.
David, if I could answer Heather. Heather, thank you so much for the input and the participation. Looking forward to really have the GAC engaged through this process. Let me confirm again the following. The public posting of the process that is depicted in this picture, along with a document that describes the process in more detail, along with a document that describes how we got here, will all be posted for all of us to take to our teams, our communities, and to move forward with and start getting that process going within the next 24 hours. So this will all be with the documents you are asking for, publicly available in the next 24 hours.
Great, thank you.
And if I can, along with the posting, announce the four names. I will try, but again, I'm chasing with my team to confirm that they're okay to do it. And as soon as I have the four identified, it may take an extra day or two, but as soon as we do, in order to avoid any kind of guessing, we will get the names out, because I'm certain that when all of you will see the names of the four we thought of from the various also sectors of our own backgrounds, I think everyone will be very comforted and very pleased that we have four people that frankly are quite unassailable in their choices and in their openness and understanding of who we are as a multi-stakeholder community. So we will be fine. But that's the plan.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you, Fadi, for those remarks. Teresa, any closing remark or comment here at this stage as I close the questioning at this stage?
No, not at all. Just an expression of thanks to everybody for all the input and commitment to this and moving it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for a good discussion and inputs. If everyone agrees, would like to move to the next topic, number four in the agenda, the high-interest SOAC and SG topics for ICANN 51. To recount our earlier discussions at ICANN 50 in London, we had a discussion in early May about the various that were and the like, and there was a decision by this group to postpone using the Monday session for a high interest topic 90 minutes a slot, and to instead defer that to ICANN 51 in Los Angeles. And so I wanted to draw this to your attention and ask indeed if the decision at that time is still holding. We want to proceed with organization of a session at ICANN 51. And if that is true, then I'll be glad to start organizing, as we have in the past, a way to sort out the topics that you might want to use and the formats you would like to employ for that session at ICANN 51. So with that, I'd just like to open it to a discussion on this matter, again, reminding you of the past discussion and the availability and opportunity of having a high-interest session on that Monday of the ICANN 51 meeting in Los Angeles. If there are any comments or questions, I see Keith is typing, but in that sense, this is a rather regular question for the group, and I gather that with no opposition to that, I will proceed to work with you and organize a session where we can consult and select the topic or topics that would be of high interest focus for this group at ICANN 51 in Los Angeles. Hearing no objection or comments at this stage, I will be sending you a notification of when we can start that process in time for planning. I see, I'm sorry, Heather, your hand is up, excuse me.
Thank you. I'm just thinking about that Monday in Los Angeles, and thought I would plant a seed, because you might recall that the GAC had wanted to have a particular focus on who is related issues, and I understand that Monday afternoon is slated for that kind of a community discussion. And so for the GAC, I think we're wanting to place quite a bit of priority on that and focus there. If you're looking at a high-interest topic in addition to that, then the timing would be an issue. I'd also be interested in hearing from the other SOs and ACs, maybe offline, since you're intending to follow up anyway with us on that, what they think about the who is and you know, where that is in their priorities. So I just wanted to weigh in to just plant that seed and give you a sense of where the GAC intends to put its attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. I think that's very helpful. And to note, obviously, we would not want to conflict or have a conflicting session at that point, and that indeed may come up to be another high-interest topic that the group would want to identify. So, yes, we will continue that discussion and allow the other SO and AC and SG chairs to weigh in on that in the discussion list as we go forward. And in a conference call that we'll have, and one or two, obviously, to determine what are the topics and how best to organize. So thank you for that suggestion and a notice of the GAC's interest in the who is related issues. Anyone else on this topic? Okay, I will close the discussion here, though it will continue on our discussion list, and you'll be getting notes on convenient times to start our conference calls on this process. With that, I'd like to go to the fifth agenda item, and this is proposed SOACSG roundtable discussion in Los Angeles before ICANN 51. Again, I would draw your attention that on our 17th July call, we talked about the idea of some sort of session to explore the topics of community workload and prioritization, as well as the mechanisms of representation and an understanding of our bottom-up process. And that was a challenge to get the timing for that, to get everyone together. And so the proposal that I am suggesting is that we go back to a time slot that we've used before in the past, in addition to our regular teleconferences, for an afternoon discussion session on Friday before the start of the ICANN meeting, followed by our dinner. And so to that extent, the proposal is for you to look at and consider this type of time slot. That would be from roughly 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, October 10th. The main topic would be community workload and prioritization, followed by a dinner, which can continue our discussion on that topic, as well as including actions by the various SOAC and SGs at ICANN 51. And so to that extent, it's an easier, not adding an additional meeting to your burden, but a time to try to get everyone together in Los Angeles before the start of the main ICANN meetings. So with that, I would like to open it up to any questions or comments. We have, of course, in the past, had these afternoon sessions, and then we spread it out to more of a reception discussions, but there is the proposal I'd like to have. Michele, your hand is up, and Rafa.
Thanks, David. Michele for the transcript. From my perspective, Friday afternoon is perfectly fine. I'll be in L.A. anyway, so that's grand. So it works for me. I already told you this via email anyway. Thanks.
I appreciate that, and that's we're trying to make it convenient for everyone who will already be there to avoid an extra trip or an extra scheduling of meetings. Rafiq, you are next.
Thanks. Unfortunately, I won't be I won't be there on Friday, since I have to work till Friday and then to leave to Los Angeles. But I think we have a discussion that maybe we will organize something after post. Los Angeles meeting, maybe that will be much more easy for everybody to join and to find a suitable time for everyone. So I think is it still on table, and then that we if we should find that the date and location that is appropriate for all leaders to attend.
Thank you, Rafiq, for that suggestion. We will explore that and have that as part of our discussion in our next call, as well as our face-to-face, and that will be part of our next steps, I'm sure. With that, are there any other comments or questions on the proposal for the afternoon session, 3 to 6 p.m. in Los Angeles, followed by our regular dinner with the senior ICANN executives and the SOAC and SG leaders. And to a point of Tony Holmes and some others, including Bill Drake, that we will, since I think there is general consensus of moving forward with that session, I will make sure and send a note to Community Travel that your travel plans will include arrival on the 9th so that people can be prepared and ready for the 10th. I've already talked to Joseph and to Diane about this in general, noting that we wanted to wait for a decision from this group to move forward with that. And since I gather there's a good consensus to do that, that'll help facilitate your ability to be there for the afternoon session with the leaders, Fadi and other ICANN senior executives. So I will be happy to do that. Okay, with that, I will ask for any other comments or questions on this agenda topic. I see in the chat there was the point about the need for travel and arrival on the 9th, and I will, as I say, send a note immediately after this call to make sure that that is taken into account when you're making your arrangements, and I know people are being asked to do that right now, so that will be able to be done. With that, I would offer, if Fadi wanted to make some final remarks. If not, I'll go through a quick summary of our discussion. Fadi, would you like to say a few words?
Frankly, thank you. Just to thank everyone again for taking the time to join us this morning. I know we've agreed to continue to have these calls, and I hope you agree that it's immensely helpful for us to hear each other directly and to communicate directly. I mean, for me, this is nothing short of critical and essential for us to remain as aligned as we can be. And again, like in any family, there is a need for all of us to keep investing in building trust between us in removing some of the concerns we have. We all have our interests, but we should, when we represent our community, all of us, including me, we should rise above the individual interests, and we should act together as a as leaders that are here to serve the public trust and the public interest that we have been commissioned to do in our leadership positions, especially those of us who are in leadership positions. So I'm delighted we continue to do this on this issue of accountability and all other issues. And again, we now need to get even more aligned because of the scrutiny that we will have around the world. And I'm confident, I'm very confident that this group, the group that is here entrusted with these positions will rise and be strong and show the world that ICANN is indeed an organization that has the full trust of the people that have put us in these positions, and that we will live by the accountability ideals that, frankly, we have lived by for many years and will continue to improve and strengthen. I think a big part of what we need to do in the weeks and months ahead is to just tell people what we've done for accountability, and then tell the world how we are open and willing to improve that through this accountability track we're going to get going here in the next few hours. So again, I thank you all very, very much for your continued participation, commitment, volunteering your time, all the things you do, every one of you. Thank you. And we will stay in sync as much as we can, and I commit to you that we are, this listening has been helpful to me and to my team here, and we will continue with that spirit moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Fadi. And if I just will conclude with a brief summary that we can confirm that the public posting of the process and the graphics will also include a document describing this process in more detail and additional information, and likely to be done in the next 24 hours. If possible, the announcement of the four names of the experts might be made available depending on the finalization of that. But in essence, most of the information will be out shortly, and I'll be sending it around on the SOAC information alert list as soon as it is available. On the topic of ICANN 51 in Los Angeles and the SOAC and SG high-level topic, we'll be forward with that on Monday. and I will start the process of identifying what topic or topics might be preferred by this group, noting that Heather Dryden of the GAC made mention that there is a keen interest by the GAC in looking at who is related issues in the afternoon on Monday, and that indeed may be a high-level topic for us, but we don't want to conflict with a session that may focus on that for them. And finally, in a continuation of our monthly discussions, but in now face-to-face meetings that we normally try to do at ICANN meetings, we will hold a afternoon discussion session focused on workload and prioritization on October 10th in Los Angeles from 3 to 6 p.m., again followed by a dinner where we can continue the discussion and preview other activities expected at ICANN 51. I will also make sure that community travel is informed so that you can arrive in advance and be ready for this meeting on the 10th. And I'm going to conclude so people have a little ahead of schedule. I want to thank everyone for their contributions and time and effort here and wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you again for your participation, and I will be sending the transcripts and recordings to you shortly. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.